Good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and I do the majority of the teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And as we continued along in our I Am series this week, looking at the Gospel of John, we're looking at this reality that God, Yahweh, the great I Am, he's the one who determines who I am. He defines himself, and in doing so, he defines my identity. And this week at Lewis Center, we looked at a cross-reference from the book of John that takes us back to Numbers chapter 21. And really the first thing that we talked about is that there's a poison that keeps on poisoning. The people of Israel, when they were headed out of Egypt on the Exodus, on their way to the promised land, they consistently complained. And one time as they did, part of the discipline that was part of that process is that some of them, they were bitten by snakes. And in doing so, it created this fever, this insatiable thirst. And so one of the things we talked about is that it seems kind of disproportionate, right, to complain about the menu and at the same time you're bitten, right, by a snake. But what it points out to us is that we have this amazing capacity for dissatisfaction. Reminded you of the story that we talked about a few years ago from a guy named John Tierney, who's a writer in the New York Post, who talked about a single person who encountered a girl, and met her, and he thought everything was great. He said she was pretty, she had a pretty face, she had a pretty smile, and all of a sudden, he said, boy, the deal breaker was that she had dirty elbows. And we thought about, you know, what about the dirty elbows in our lives? What about the circumstances that are not perfect? And I just ask our congregation at Lewis Center to think through those things. Think through the top three things you'd want God to change. And if God changed those, would everything be good? Would you be satisfied? I think the answer is probably no. What we talked about is this reality that not even paradise brings us satisfaction. And I think we all think, well, if God will just make it perfect. Well, he actually did that in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. He made it perfect for Adam and Eve. And yet their souls just still were not satisfied. There's this poison, this thirst that we have that outside of God and his rule in our lives will never be satisfied. But so the bad news, there's a poison that keeps on poisoning. The good news is that there's a healing, though, that keeps on healing. And it's not easy. It takes some friends and it takes an ironic image. You know, the people of Israel in the Old Testament, the first thing they did was go find Moses. Moses was their friend. And for us, we have so many contexts in which God provides us friends. Certainly, we have life groups. For the past few weeks, we've highlighted that we have summer camp for kids of all ages, for kids who are in elementary age, kids who are in younger school. We have kids for high school camps, camps for kids who are in middle school, and camps for kids who are in high school. And all those are our environments for people to attend, right? To give their attention to God and what his activity is in their lives. So you realize it takes some friends, and it took this image. In other words, it's this image of Christ being raised up on the cross. That's the image in which we find our healing. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us. Now, what does that mean? Well, it can't mean that he became sinful. We looked at Jesus's life. We see it in the Gospels. He never sinned. What does it mean then? It means he became sin legally. In other words, Jesus got what sin deserves. He received what you and I deserve. So on the cross, you hear Jesus say, what I thirst, this insatiable thirst that you and I have for more, this reality that we're never satisfied. It seems Jesus, he takes that on himself on the cross. And so the stripes that we deserved, he took. And in taking our stripes, we were healed. He bore our diseases. That's what Isaiah 53 says. And so when you think about being born again, you and I, we can't do anything to be born again, right? It's a sacrificial love and act of someone else who delivers you. And so I would just ask you to be reminded this morning of the fact that you've been delivered, that God has brought you out of darkness and into light. And maybe just take a minute right now and pray and just say to the Lord, you're going to put your life squarely in his hands today, that you're under his authority. Just go ahead and pray that right now. And that maybe God would give you someone today to speak to, not for your own sake, but for His sake, for an eternal purpose. Just pray that right now, that God would put somebody in your path today that you'd have the opportunity to encourage. Well, thanks so much for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope and pray that you were encouraged by this morning, and we hope to see you back tomorrow.